This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2DDQ. How are you on this cold, frigid morning?
Well, thank you for the reminder. As I was pulling out of my spot this morning, I did glance over and I noticed that it was in single digits. It may have been like 7. And as you said that, now it just went from 9 to 10. So it's a balmy Tuesday morning. But yes, it is chilly. In fact, I normally avoid the heated seats, or at least the bottom part of the seat. I don't know why, it just feels weird to me. I'll turn on the back once in a while. But today, I turned on the heated back of the seat, and I turned on the heated steering wheel this morning. Those are the only cold thing that I'm experiencing, is the microphone.
Yeah, today's a good morning for heated seats, hearing steering wheels. Maybe we need to design a heated microphone next.
Oh, that's okay. The more I talk on it, the more I hold it, the more it'll warm up. Can I make an assumption and say that you have the new radio hooked up?
We'll say that it's quasi-hooked up. I haven't programmed it yet. I found out around 7:30, 8 o'clock, that I can program it with Chirp. So I haven't gone down that path yet. And the naming convention is a little bit different than this radio, the Alicon radio and Bofang. So I'm going through that learning process. So hopefully tomorrow.
Okay. I actually assumed that you were, because your audio sounded a little bit different today. Okay, so maybe one more day. I was looking into that model in the time that I was off, and I had seen something that said that that model, being so new, was not yet in the Chirp universe of supported radios. But I guess maybe if you've done some more current research, then maybe they do have it in there. Just be aware of that I did see that it was not supported at one point, and you would have to use Redivis software, but I can't imagine if it was, it wouldn't have been too long before it was also covered by Chirp. Chirp works for just about any radio, any modern radio, except for like the Anytone DMR radios.
Yeah, that's what I was finding. I actually found a video, a YouTube video from a guy from, it sounded like England, maybe Australia, wasn't quite sure, that he explained, it was the MA1, so hopefully it'll work. We'll find out. And I just got a text from Ross. He says it's 0 at his house.
Yeah, it's varying quite a bit as I drive along, and I don't know actually where the sensor is, but that 10 degrees I had is back down to 6. So good day to either be inside working on projects, inside taking, tending to the grandkids, or in my case, being at work. This time of year would be nice if I was out Christmas shopping, but I'll take the day to stay inside.
It's funny you should mention that. This morning, PJ and I are meeting down at Knox Farm to go for a walk at 9 o'clock. It'll probably still be pretty cold.
Well, I suppose if you dress appropriately, not like I would with maybe wearing shorts or something thin because you're only going to go from the truck to the store. If you know you're obviously going to head out and do some walking in the park, I'm sure you'll dress appropriately, plus you'll be cruising along, getting that heart rate up, and hopefully staying warm. as long as you don't chase it with a couple hot chocolates or something like that to counter the time out there, I think you'll be okay. So do you guys decorate the outside of your house for Christmas? KE2, GDQ, KGPCP.
Sounds like K2PCB is having some issues this morning. Huh, Ross?
A little bit. Now I hear him back connected, so I'll let him try again.
I'm not sure what's going on. My node disconnected from your node or vice versa. And then I rebooted to my side. And what's interesting, though, is because I could hear Brad on RF Direct side, but I was not able to hear you.
Well, maybe we're fighting each other. I did see you had, sound like you had your digital mode come through, too. I heard that.
What do you mean my digital mode come through?
I heard, when you talked once, I heard some digital come through. I think it's C4FM. I couldn't be sure, but what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how that's possible. That's something you actually have to go into a different feature of the radio and enable. When you're just on regular FM, it doesn't normally work. That's weird. Anyway, yeah, I just made it into work here, so sorry for my connection issues. Yeah, I know you guys are in mid-conversation, so I'll let you pick back up. K2PCB, let's swing along.
Oh, no need for apologies, no problem. I was just talking with Brad. I didn't think you guys' radio hooked back up yet. Okay, interested to see how that one works.
I'm interested to see how it works, too. By the time I was doing some other things and everything came together and just trying things out, it got late for me. So I didn't want to push it and get really frustrated and then, get all worked up before I went to bed. So I figured today would be a better day. Plus, I needed to make some room on my table that I have stuff on. And I did that, and I want to lift up, because right now the radio is sitting on the power supply, and I want to lift it up off the power supply so it doesn't get too hot.